Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Hi, this is Andrew. This is the Faith Boost podcast with some ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. I just want to take a moment here and thank everyone who supports this podcast, everyone who prays for this podcast, everyone who sends and shares this podcast with others. I think up until now, we've had about 15,000 listens of our podcast, which is amazing. And there are certain people who support this financially. We do have costs. We've got to pay bills. There's different things we've got to pay for. And we believe in God this year, 2025, that we grow, we multiply, and that thousands and thousands more people listen to Faith Boost podcast. So thank you to those who support. Maybe you've never supported. Maybe you want to. Go to our website, i2aw.org, and you can find out how you can support Into All the World Ministries. That's i2aw.org. But thank you, even if you just pray, even if you just share it with someone, you are supporting this podcast. Let's believe God together that this year more and more people will be impacted by the Faith Boost podcast. But today's message, we are looking at the story of David bringing the ark back into Jerusalem. We touched on this a couple of months ago. We're going to go there again from a different angle, and it's in 2 Samuel chapter 6. You know, the Bible says that when David was a king, he defeated the Philistines a couple of times. There was peace, there was rest. He wanted to bring the ark back into Jerusalem. And it says in verse 3, they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, and which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. These guys are the priests. So they put the Ark of God on a cart, a new cart, and they thought that was a pretty good idea. But the Bible had said in the Old Testament that the priest should carry the Ark on their shoulders. The Ark actually had rings in it, and there was two poles, I think it was gold overlaid on wood, and the priests, four priests, were to carry the Ark of God on their shoulders. So, you know, we do this as humans. This is called a good idea, not a God idea. God never wanted men to put the ark on a cart, which is like a human thing that they created. God loves people. You know, God loves people more than programs. God loves people more than denominations. God loves people more than titles or positions within church groups or organizations or faith communities. You know, we sometimes think even the church building, it's a holy place. It's a special place. It's a sacred place. And, you know, some of the older churches have relics and different things in them, and it all seems very holy. And we think, oh, that's God's house. Well, guess what? You're God's house. I'm God's house. The most holy place on the earth today, because of the blood of Jesus, is actually a person. A believer in Jesus, washed by his blood. We are the holy temples. We are the house of God. We go to a place to worship together, yes. It's good to have a place where we gather together, but the place itself is not holy. The people are holy. And God said the same thing in the Old Testament, the men carrying the ark on their shoulders, because God loves people more than programs. And they had a program. We'll put on a cart. And the Bible says as they're going along, the cart stumbles, the oxen stumble who are pulling the cart. And Uzzah, the priest, he went to grab the ark. And the Bible says God broke out against him and struck him. And this is really hard to understand why God did this. But I believe it's this. Sometimes we try and control God and we try and be in control. It's like, oh God, I'm just going to help you. It's like, God doesn't need our help. God doesn't need our help. And Uzzah should have realized that. Well, number one, he should have realized that the ark should have been on someone's shoulders. But number two, he was trying to control. He was trying to be in charge. And this is human nature. We all want to be in charge, don't we? We want to, you know, control things sometimes. But as leaders, we need to submit ourselves to God and say, God, it's not me, it's you. I'm not the leader, you're the leader. I'm not the father, you're the holy father. Lord Jesus, this is your church, not mine. If you're a church leader, you know, it's a good prayer to pray, this all the time. Lord, this is not my church, this is your church. And even when you preach, if you're a preacher, Lord, today's message, I don't want to preach my message. What's your message, Lord? Speak your word, Lord. This is your kingdom. This is your church. These are your people. These are the sheep of your pasture. And we have to walk with humility. And I think Uzzah was not walking in humility. There was pride there. He thought he could control God. He thought he could be in charge of the Ark of the Covenant. Inside that Ark, we had the manna. We had the showbread. We had the 10 tablets of stone that were written by the finger of God. There were some really precious things to God there. And no man was ever designed to control that. Men were designed to carry the burden of that and carry the weight of that, but not to be in control of it. And so Uzzah was struck, and even David couldn't understand it. So the message is this: let's walk humbly. Let's just walk with fear and reverence towards God and never think you're in charge of His church or His kingdom or His word. It's His. It's His and it's for Him.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.